T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, everybody. It is a Wednesday on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, and look who's back after spending some time in his favorite place, Sydney, Australia. It was a quick 36-hour getaway. Dan Cook has decided to crawl back into the basement with us.
Speaking of crawling, did you see the story about the giant crabs overwhelming a campsite in Australia? I'm not going anywhere near that place.
Well, I saw, again, it's something from you besmirching a great country like Australia.
Giant crabs, Chad.
Like, how giant are they?
I mean, how giant do they have to be?
Adam, you're kind of a crabs expert. Can you help us out here?
I thought it was another episode of the Weird News Roundup we were starting.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Kind of. Does William still do that, the Weird News Roundup, you think?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
He must, yeah. Right? He definitely does. How big does a crab have to be, Adam Carter, to be a giant?
Well,
I mean, you're
pretty
crabby.
I've watched quite a bit of Deadliest Catch, and the Alaskan king crab is fairly large. I mean, it's put your arms out there almost like a human wingspan.
Ooh, so,
that's a big crab.
I want no part of that. What do we have for you today, DeRusha? 12:35. George Shire's with us at 1:05. Correct, Dan?
That is correct.
On the passing of Joe Laurinaitis, Adam was just talking about it. Iconic wrestling tag team. Carter, any doubt about it?
No.
Road Warriors. Cook, any doubt about it? If you make your list of all time tag team wrestling success, marketing, memorabilia, you remember them. No list. I'm going top five. Road Warriors have to be in your top five, right?
Well, I mean, in terms of tag teams, they're number one. In terms, you know, when I was growing up, they were the tag team. And I believe I saw Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer tweet today that they were the best drawing tag team worldwide in wrestling history. So
yeah,
that's good enough for me.
I have no problem saying they're the best. So George knows wrestling better than anyone knows wrestling. So George will talk to us about the passing way too young again. Sadly, too many icons involved in wrestling leave us too soon. Playing Politics is at 1:35, and we have many other items for you. Plenty serious, plenty nonsense. I'm in a weird spot lately, I'll fully admit. I felt like I got a bit of a darker cloud following me. I have someone who is extraordinarily close to me. No, it is not my father. It is not my father. Let me make that clear. But someone extraordinarily close to me who is battling a very, very significant health issue. And I will take all the good wishes for this individual in my life. My youngest boy has been having some health issues. And then I just had just dumb, silly, many times irresponsible stuff by me, many times just weird things happened to me for about 3 weeks, and I'm saying uncle. And I know we just passed 200,000 people dying in this country. Those are humans. Those are loved ones. So I'm trying to put that in perspective, okay? I have not had a loved one leave me due to that, right? So many of these items, it's just you're like, okay, why does this keep happening? The health issue is very, very serious, and Q stuff is very serious. But I just added to another nuisance issue last night. When I'm coming home from horse breath, I did not have the cowboy hat. You know, horse breath formerly was a horse farm, Carter. So, I mean, if you're going to wear a cowboy hat to any golf course, that would be the one to do it at, right?
Yeah, in the Twin Cities, I would think, yeah. Or Lost Spur.
Yeah, that's a good one. Cook, we were debating this. Can I, because Adam wore a cowboy hat to work yesterday, pulled it off very skillfully.
I don't doubt that for a second.
We debated this. I even asked Matthew Dowd this yesterday. Can I head out to horse breath, golf shirt, golf shorts, tennis shoes, and a cowboy hat?
No.
Why not?
Well, I mean, can somebody wear a golf or a cowboy hat to a golf course? Yes. You would look ridiculous in one.
I would look ridiculous.
Yes.
Adam, you're still with me looking ridiculous.
I'm with you looking ridiculous in a cowboy hat, but I'm standing by. No, it's not. You can't, you got to have the whole thing. You can't just have shorts and a golf shirt and a cowboy hat.
I think your point is, you know, a short sleeve shirt you can, but it can't be like a golf shirt. And also, aren't you pretty much saying it has to be jeans? Has to be pants?
Yeah, either jeans or like, you know, some of those Wrangler kind of pants that they have that cowpokes wear.
How about your fancy Lululemon joggers that cost $350?
That's not going to work.
Don't think so. No. Don't think so. So I'm coming home in the dark, and out of nowhere, I ran over an animal for the first time. I don't think I've ever run over an animal in my vehicle.
Ever?
I don't think I ever have. I really don't. I was thinking about it. Raccoon. No chance. Split second before I could see the eyes and had no chance. I would have tried to swerve for sure, and that would have been dumb, right?
Yes.
Because my instincts probably would have taken over. And there was a car that was just passing me, so it would have been very foolish. But loud noise, not good. Not good to the front part of the Yugo. The Yugo is going to, I'm going to be calling the insurance folks today on what I did to the raccoon. I apologize to the raccoon. There was no intent. I was well around the speed limit. There was nothing reckless. It was just one of those awful, awful circumstances. So my best to the raccoon family. I want to hear your best animal story that you've hit with a vehicle. Because I think I was free at the age of 55. I think I've missed a squirrel. I certainly haven't hit anything else. I have no encounters with an armadillo, nothing with a deer, nothing with a platypus, nothing with a rhinoceros. I think last night, do we go with Ricky the raccoon? Is that kind of it's got to be an alliteration,
Rocky.
Right?
Rocky. Beatles, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what am I thinking? Ricky was the cousin who didn't make the song. My raccoon was the first one that I killed at the age of 55. Unlike you, Adam, you go out trying to kill animals on a regular basis. I show them grace. What is your best, worst, scariest, saddest, strangest encounter with a vehicle and an animal? Phone calls and text 651-989-9226. That is 651-989-9226. Springsteen turns 71 today, so we'll play some Bruce, maybe play even some covers. We are just about to hear the decision from the grand jury on the killing of Breonna Taylor. That happened months and months ago. The attorney general in charge of this, already an enormous settlement paid to Breonna Taylor's family. And the announcement is just happening now. As soon as we have some results, we will give that to you. Adam, have you had a strange encounter too with an animal while driving a vehicle?
I hit a deer one time. Just the head of the deer, I think, hit like my rearview mirror, and it knocked the rearview mirror right off. But the deer, I stopped, and the deer kept going. I don't think it even phased it much. I'm trying to think. That's really the only instance I remember of actually coming into contact with an animal.
Well, that's small too then, right?
I remember when one of my first years going to Canada when I was a kid, my dad took me to Canada. We actually used to, you'd go up, there's a highway that goes from Fort Francis, if you pass through at International Falls, goes up to Dryden. It's like the 502, and it's a lot better than it used to be. It used to just be a really remote two-lane road, and it was a two-hour drive before you got into any sort of civilization. And from time to time, even during the day, you'd see moose. Well, we were driving it at night, and a motorhome RV had hit a moose, and the front of the motorhome was just smashed in, and the moose was dead laying there. And honestly, it had to be 5 or 6 feet wide, laying on its side. I mean, it was just massive. That image is seared into my memory, but.
Yeah, that's a bit frightening. Dan, do you have something?
I actually have a very similar experience to Adam in that the one time I've ever hit an animal was a deer, and essentially I spanked it with the driver's side mirror. I was driving my brother.
What's with you guys?
I know,
right? What kind of mirrors do you guys have?
I was driving my brother and his girlfriend at the time. I was driving her home. My brother was obviously in the back with us. And it was Hemlock Lane in Maple Grove, if you know kind of where that is. It's up by Arbor Lakes now. But at the time, Arbor Lakes wasn't there at the time, but it wasn't a completely, tree-infested area. It wasn't an area you would expect to see a deer. And when I look from the rearview mirror down in front of me, all of a sudden, here's Bambi running in front down the middle of the road. So I yanked the wheel to the right to miss the deer, but managed to catch it with the driver's side mirror snapping that off, or where it was dangling by the wires that connected it, remotely. And then, of course, you're just sort of panicked in that moment. So what do? Do you stop? Do you keep going? Kept going, brought her home. And then on the way back was slowing down in that area to try and look around and see, did I kill the thing or not? No carcass to be found anywhere. But there were tufts of deer hair on that mirror. So I had a fun time explaining that to my parents.
Yeah. Sounds like a fake
story. Well, at least you got the deer hair there. Otherwise, it would have been, I hit a deer. Well, at least you had the evidence.
Yeah, well, again, I've got a cop for a father, so he was still a little bit skeptical.
Grilling you?
He was giving me the business. Yeah, for sure.
Here, and he's going to jump into the topic we were discussing before we jumped into about 7-8 minutes on the news on one of the three officers charged with first-degree wanton endangerment in the death of Breonna Taylor. We'll have more for you with CBS News. We'll get back to the story. But, Jason, you're going to jump in on this one. For the first time ever, I believe, unless I'm forgetting something, and I certainly am fully capable of that, as I demonstrate more often lately, I hit an animal driving home last night. Wasn't a bull. Wasn't a giraffe.
Okay? The animal all
What's
right?
that?
Is the animal okay?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You killed an animal?
I did.
Yeesh.
I did. I killed a raccoon.
Yeah. Raccoon. Well.
Wow. Sounds like you're dismissing the raccoon's life.
When it happened? I've never hit anything.
First time for me last night.
You have to feel awful, even though it's a raccoon. Like you still. I mean, it's awful.
I'm driving home. Fairly dark road. Split second before the raccoon eyes just locks in.
Yeah.
You can see it kind of scurrying.
Sure.
Look like the front right fender. Not good. So our list on this show, either we're very good drivers or we're very lucky, because Cook and Carter basically had like, situations with their mirror. I had last night. We got you got nothing? A squirrel? Nothing?
No. What a disappointing guest. I could make something up, I guess.
Oh, we got calls. Trust me.
All right.
We've got are you ready for the calls here?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Because Dan is saying, Dan, how would you classify the callers right now?
The callers are great. The stories are horrifying in a couple of cases. So,
okay.
Is this what we need? What kind of show are you doing today?
This is what we're doing.
People are on the edge. They're losing their minds. We're in the middle of a pandemic. And you think what we should do is have people tell horrifying stories about killing animals on the road.
That's it. We did a lot of research. Dan, how much research did we do?
I don't know.
9 to 11:30.
I mean, just copious.
Voluminous.
I mean, voluminous is a great word, yes.
This is voluminous. What Minnesota in this moment needs most. Chad Hartman is there to deliver it.
Exactly. Which show can take you through inadvertent, and I want it to be inadvertent, by the way, animal killing.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's run it. Let's hear some.
All right, Dan. Another final, was it Carrie that dropped off, Dan?
Right, so start with Bill.
Okay. All right, Bill, you're first up. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, here we go. Well, Jason, we want to put a spin on this. It's a positive spin. It's about where the human survives.
Oh, you know, I like that. I like that.
Yes.
You lose an
Thank
animal,
you, Bill.
But the human survives. And let me tell you, in our situation, it could have been very different had it come over the hood of the car and through the windshield. Back in 2001, a friend and I were driving north, and you know, as you go up to Hinckley, and you got Toby's on the right, and you've got Cassidy's on the left. We had dinner at Cassidy's, jumped in the car afterwards. We were going as fast as we could, about 5 miles north of Hinckley, and all of a sudden, I saw something on the side of the road, and I couldn't make out what it was. I thought it was like a trailer. I can still see it as clear as day in my mind. And all of a sudden, there was this huge explosion and right in my face, right in the front of the car, and everything hit the windshield. And I could see the face of a bear, and I could still see it very clear that it went with us, you know, some 75 miles an hour, basically coming off of the front end of the car. And his face and his snout was looking right at me. And it killed the bear, obviously, instantly. And fortunately, it did not come over the hood.
Wow.
Forward and off to the side of the road, or it would have probably killed both of us.
My heart is racing hearing this story.
My gosh.
You see?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. And then some people pulled over. We pulled over to check the car, and some other people pulled over and confirmed, you know, it was a bear. Are you guys okay? And then a coworker was going north and took pictures the next day. So it was pretty intense, and then we ended up on the State Association cover of the magazine with the car shaking hands that we both survived. So, see, it's a story of survival.
That is a story of survival, absolutely.
See, Jason?
All right. I'm glad you're okay. My gosh, that is so scary.
Well, and, you know, Jason, you and I have had dinner next to each other at a banquet, and I have not had the opportunity of meeting Chad, but I've met your father, Chad, way more than 30 times. He knows who I am by name. We're in Twin Cities Dunkers together, so I have yet to meet you, but I will do that.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. Dan is next. Go ahead, Dan. You're on CCO. Hello, Dan.
Dan's on hold. Shook up with that Bill story. I'm glad.
How would you feel if the bear was staring at you right through the windshield?
Yeah, that's horrifying.
How about he is there?
Yeah, I just talked to him, so he should be standing by.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dan.
Dan, go ahead.
He's listening to the radio.
Dan, stop listening to your radio.
Hang up. Steve is mobile. Steve, you're on.
Hey, Jason. I was at Horse Breath last night, and I saw Chad getting his Rolls Royce. Took off out of there like Corella DeVille.
Yeah.
That raccoon made it into the ditch. If Chad wouldn't have swerved out on the ditch, that raccoon would have been here today.
Yeah, I believe
it. Flames coming out of the exhaust. It was unbelievable.
Chad needed a new handbag for his lady. Just assassinating her.
Handbag. Yes.
It was and after he was done, he put a stamp on the side of his door, like the old World War II planes. He had a raccoon that he just put on there with all the rest of his kills.
Wow. That's a second text.
That's great.
That's all I got. Have a good day.
What more could you need? That was fantastic. People have really taken this topic and they've turned me around on it very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you said to the public, I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
And now you're backpedaling.
It just shows how open-minded I am and how delighted I am to be proven wrong here.
Okay.
Delighted.
Dan, are you buying any of that last comment?
I don't know why you would doubt him. I mean, Jason's never been anything other than forthright and up front.
These two in a row, terrific calls. I was wrong.
Farmer Mike here. I ran over a porcupine on purpose. Immediately had to stop and pull the quills out of the tire.
Yeah.
Tire went flat next day. Farmer Mike, I've met you. You seem like such a nice guy. Why was he targeting the porcupine? And by the way, where was he when he targets a porcupine?
Yeah, it seems unlikely that he's like in Brainerd, you know? I will say, though, that porcupine sacrificed his or her life, but got revenge in the afterlife, right?
Yeah, there's some sort of karmic justice there, right?
Exactly. That tire.
Closest state to us where we might see a porcupine.
could be a pet porcupine.
That'd be a tough pet.
I don't know. Maybe that's why he was targeting it. He's like sick of his wife's pet porcupine. I don't know.
Yeah. Marital issues, I think, is what you're alluding to.
Can't rule it out.
More of the text. In my vehicle, I hit a raccoon. I did not see in the rearview mirror. I watch it fly through the air behind my vehicle. Broken hip. How did this person discover right away as it's flying through the air? Hey, that's a broken hip.
That's a broken hip. I've seen a broken hip before.
Who hasn't seen a raccoon with a broken hip?
That's a broken hip. Mm-hmm.
Call 911. No animal service where I live.
Right.
Was told to run over it again and put it out of misery. Wait, had to run it over. Wait, three more times before it was dead.
Wow. How about that?
Wow.
You're that 911 operator. You're the dispatcher. I'd like the audio of that call.
I'd like the video also of the raccoon flying through the air. And this texter quickly going, yeah, broken.
Do you think you
could intentionally run over a raccoon not once, not twice, but three more times?
No. Why would I? No.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, it's the humane thing to do. I mean, right? You don't want to leave that raccoon suffering. With the pain, I mean, I don't think you're going to pay for the hip replacement for the raccoon.
Where do you go for that? TCO? Tria? I mean, who has Tria, that?
For the right price, Tria will take care of you. Don't worry about it. Bring your raccoon.
And here's another thing, Jason. Do you call back to 911 each time?
Yeah. Still didn't get him.
Still didn't get him.
It's like a one.
At what point do you say, this raccoon has some sort of spirit, I'm going to try to help this raccoon?
Right. Yeah. I would think after the first, like, do-over attempt, you're like, you know what? Maybe this raccoon has earned a chance at life. Take him down to you.
You want more texts and calls, right?
Yeah. I mean, why not? I guess this has turned out to be far more uplifting than I expected.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what we're here for. Bizarre animal encounters with your vehicle. Back in moments on Jason DeRush's radio station, WCCO. Computer locked up? That happens occasionally. Linus Construction Time Check is 12:54. Time to call for a free attic insulation inspection. Excellent. DeRush is back with us. We're talking about strange encounters with animals. How about this text, Jason? Ran over a possum in Texas. My wife wanted me to drive right back over it. I was horrified, couldn't do it. We got divorced. And as I age, all I can think about is how I would have been treated by her as my body would have worn out. I can't fault him.
Yeah. No, that is a warning sign for sure.
Yeah. Texters are suggesting we have porcupines in Minnesota.
Maybe.
I did a quick Google search, and they said that you can find porcupine populations throughout northern part of the U.S. and the western part of the U.S.
Huh?
And even in the Northeast, like Massachusetts has a porcupine population. Alaska has a porcupine population. So a lot of places that you wouldn't think they'd be, apparently they are.
Interesting.
We live in Nisswa, had a porcupine in the yard last summer and this summer. The neighbor dispatched them. That doesn't sound good for the porcupine, does it?
No.
Dispatched them.
No. And it's not, I mean, I don't, you know, I cover food, but porcupine, it's tough. It's a tough meat. I don't recommend it.
We're going to try Dan once again. Go ahead, Dan. You're on CCO.
Well, good afternoon. By the way, Shakespeare makes mention of porcupines in one of his works. I can't remember which one, so they must have them in England, too. Anyway,
yes, sure.
This event occurred as a deer car encounter occurred back when Highway 394 was Highway 12. And I was with a colleague of mine visiting from Milwaukee in a rental car. We had lunch at Lee and Chin there, if you remember, at Ridgedale. He left before I did, made the left turn to go west on Highway 12. I was one light cycle behind him. By the time I got around that corner, I could see his car pulled over on the right-hand shoulder with another car behind it. And here he is, frozen behind the steering wheel, wearing a suit of glass shards. Ooh. What had happened was a deer had come northbound across the Target parking lot at Ridgedale, gone across the eastbound lane, jumped over the Jersey barrier between between east and westbound lanes, and landed on his windshield with its belly, dropped the unborn foal in through the windshield into the passenger seat, and bounced off into the on the other side of the road. And this guy, of course, he pulls over immediately. I mean, we pieced all this together. He pulls over immediately, and he's sitting there in shock with this doe next to him trying to kick him to death. And so we opened the passenger door, and the foal kind of wiggled its way out.
Oh, man. Dan, I just have to go. That is an amazing story. That is amazing. Jason, you doubted it, then you came around and lived up to it, right?
It did. It surpassed my expectations.
Well, man, I could our show normally
to listen to calls. It was very entertaining.
Yep. We're going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.